Today she's Masechtas Vachem Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin Beizer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Beiz on the Beiz at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah Chattas at Tzibur, a Chattas that's brought by the Tzibur, the Yochid, or a Chattas that's brought by an individual. There are a number of situations where somebody could bring would have to bring a Karma Chattas. One is where somebody violated B'shogig Lav, for which, if he did it b'mezid, there was a chiyuv karis, which is often mentioned in our shiurim called the chatas chaylev, the chatas that if somebody eats something not kosher. But as we explained, of course, it's not limited to that situation. A chatas oylev yared under a number of circumstances, as we've learned so many times in our shiurim, if somebody does a certain type of an avera, tumas megdash v'kedoshav, entering the base of migdash, or eating kachim when he's tamei shvuas se'edus, where he is subpoenaed to say edus, denies that he knows edus, and then admits that he lied, shvuas hapikadon, where he was summoned that he owes money, and then he lies, and he didn't. In all these cases, the halacha is that you bring a carbon oil of a yared, but a carbon oil of a yared is a form of a carbon chattis. And the halacha by carbon oil of a yared is that if one could afford it, he brings a carbon chattis, a sira, or kesa. If he can't, he brings two birds, echel chattis v'echel oila, and one, and if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. Then we have a case of a person, a woman who was a yoledes, and it's already past 40 days after she had a boy, past 80 days after she had a girl, an azava, that through bringing this karma chattas, they can now eat kachim and enter the Beis HaMikdash. This karma chattas strictly comes from a bird, and then the chattas that a mitzayra brings, and that chattas also is allows this person to now be able to eat kachim and enter the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha on this individual is that the chattis is a kifsa, but if he can't afford it, he brings a bird. And a nazir, at the end of his naziris, brings a chattis, and that ends his naziris. That chattis also is a kifsa. The chattis that a nazir that became tamei, that the halacha is he forfeits the days that he counted already, and he starts again. And this chattis is two birds, echad l'chattos v'echad l'oila. So again, says the Mishnah, chattis atzibur v'hayochid, both the chattis atzibur and the yochid. Eloin chattis atzibur, what are examples of chattis atzibur? Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, as we've learned, on Rosh Chodesh, we bring a carbon musaf, a chatos, shalmayadis, and the same is the musafim that we bring on Yom Tovim. The halacha on these chatos is shchitoson betzofen. The shechting of the chatos is done in the tzofen of the azara. Kibol domen b'chlisheros betzofen. And so too is the kabbal sadam, not just the kabbal sadam, as we've learned so many times. The kohen himself has to be standing betzofen as he does the Kabbalah Saddam. As we've also mentioned a number of times in our shiurim, unlike the Karban Oila and the Karban Shlomim, which can be brought as an Adava, Karban Chattas could only be brought if one is obligated to bring a Karban Chattas. And therefore the halacha is that if when we say Kabbonis every day, we could say, when we say the Parsha of Oila, Parsha Shlomim, we say, Yirotzen, Kilo Hekrafti Oila, Yirotzen, Kilo Hekrafti Shlomim. When a Chattas, when we say the Parsha of Chattas, we can't say that Yirotzen, because we're only bringing a Karma Chattas if we're obligated to bring a Karma Chattas. There's a discussion in the Paiskim, if you could say a Betanai, Ki'im Hischayafti Karma Chattas. If I'm chayiv a carbon chattis, so this carbon that I'm bringing should be in that place. but it seems that many Paiskim are of the opinion that when one brings a carbon, he has to be, in order for the carbon to be effective, he has to be certain that he's obligated to bring the carbon. And just saying that if I'm chayiv, it should be considered as if I brought it, would not be acceptable. Says the Mishnah further, Daman, the blood of these karmchatis, ton abba matonis al abba kronos, have to be put on the four corners of the Mizbeach. And it's interesting that the Ayala Sashachar and others point out that why does the Mishnah not use the standard word? The standard word that's used when we speak about Hazar is Hazar. Here it says, ton abba matonis, because as we've learned and will learn, the way this blood is put on the carbon is very different than the way other carbonous blood is put on the on the mizbeach. By other carbonous, it's zrika, the blood is thrown at the mizbeach. Here, it's not thrown at the mizbeach. Because it's not thrown at the mizbeach, the Mishnah uses different wording, and says the Mishnah Ketzad, how does this work? Ola bekevesh, the kohen walked up the ramp. Upana l'soiviv, and then he walks along, there's a ledge on the top of the Mizbeach, and he turns to his right. The reason he turns to the right, because the Halacha teaches us, kol pinay shatapaino, whenever you turn, you should always turn to the right. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out what is meant when the Mishnah says, what does that mean? That if a person, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, that a person is Ola, a person is able to go up, he goes up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that he has a promotion, or he gets he comes to a new level, what he has to do is Pana L'Soiviv. He has to recognize that whatever happens, we all have to recognize that whatever happens to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen to us. And then anyway, Pana L'Soiviv, he has to turn to the Soiviv, the one that makes the world go round, and recognize and accept that if this happened to me, it happened to me because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Degel Machna Ephraim is that the Pasuk is teaching us, Kesef Olo Kevesh, a person wants to be Kovish as Yetzer Hara. How is a person able to hold himself back from and remain humble and remain modest and not become arrogant and not do the right thing? Then upon Elisoyviv, he turns to the one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that turns the world. And if he recognizes that we are here because Hashem put us here, and what that means, and what that obligates us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that Allah, that he will go up, he will go higher and higher. But if he doesn't take that approach, he puts himself at risk. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Chesed Lavrom, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that by the Aveira with the Benoi Smoyav, the Pasuk says, V'heima Boichim Pesach Oil Moed. And the Targum Yonatan says, what does it mean that they were crying? It says the Targum Yonatan, Inu Bachim V'karim Shema, that they were crying as they saw this terrible sin taking place. They were crying and saying Krishma. And it's based on the Gemara Masechta Brachos, which the Gemara Masechta Brachos says, Imroy Adam Shiachim is Gabalov. If a person sees that the Yetzirah is starting to dominate over him, Yikra Krishma. And that's what happened. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael saw that terrible episode, they were most concerned, the people who weren't participating, were most concerned that Chas V'Shalom, they shouldn't fall in. So what they did was, they started saying Krishma. And that's what happens here. Ketzer Ola, how is a person able to overcome the Yetzirah? The way he's able to, Ketzer Ola, how are you always able to grow up, Kovish, to be Kovish Yetzirah? Is Pina L'Soiviv recognize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And how is that recognition demonstrated? By saying Krishma. And that's how you will be able to overcome whatever challenges you have in Yerushmayim. And if you make a right turn, says the Mishnah, Ubala Lekan Dremes Mizrachis. Because as we're going to learn, the ramp, the Kevesh, was on the south side of the Mizbeach. So if you walk up the Kevesh and you make a right turn, you're going to be Dremes Mizrachis. And then you go, keep on making right turns till you get to Mizrachit Tzvoinis, and then you get to Tzvoinis Maravis, and then you get to Maravis Deroimis. That's how you're able to make do the first right. So, as Rashi explains, because you're making the right turn on the Dharam side, and we've learned, and we'll continue discussing these halachas, that since that's going to be your right turn, the first corner you're going to encounter is Dremes Mizrachis. But as we've learned, our Mishnah again is a demonstration of the halacha that kol pina shati pina lehei elamin. And that's why most Paiskim, that's our minig, when we light the Hanukkah candles, we begin lighting at the leftmost candle and then continue to our right to fulfill the halacha of kol pinos shatapani yehei el liyamin. The Gra, however, did not agree with that minig, because the Gra held that it depends, that we know that the basic halacha, the basic requirement of Hanukkah candles, is ner isha beisoy, just to light one candle. Chazal added that we should light every night, Mahadrin, as we know, our minig is that every night we light, every person every night lights an extra candle to represent the night of Hanukkah. But those candles that are being lit are Mahadrin candles, Mahadrin. Therefore, the Gra's opinion is that it doesn't seem correct that we should first, doesn't seem to be correct that we should be lighting the candle that we're not obligated to light before we light the candle that we're obligated to light. And therefore, he suggests that we should always start with the candle most to the left. That's the candle that is added for, that's the candle that's the mitzvah candle. And then every night, we go from there to the new candles. Says the Mishnah, Shiari Adam, as we've been discussing so many times in a Masechta, if there's leftover blood, HaYishayfech Ayisoy Duraymus. The halach is that leftover blood should be poured down on the ledge on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. And the simple pshat, why? Because that's where you're standing when you finish pouring, doing all the Zrik, when you finish doing all the Zrikas Adam. The Nechalom of Nimna Kloim, the Mishnah says that the Karmachatis, the meat of the Karmachatis, which is eaten only by Kahanim, is eaten, says the Mishnah, lefnim naklaim, inside the Azara. And as we've mentioned previously, that this Mishnah, we've mentioned that this Perek Ezem Mekaimam, is a Perek that we say every day in Tefillah. And the Mefarshim offer many different reasons why. And one of the reasons that's offered is because this is a Perek that goes back till the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a parak that it's in existence since the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of the proofs that that is the case is because the Mishnah uses the word kloyim. When we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, that we don't only, the word typically used is the Azara. The fact that the Mishnah uses the word kloyim is a raya that this goes back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Nechalim Zichrei Kuna could be eaten by male Kohanim. B'chol Makel, they could eat it in every way that they want. L'yoyim v'layla, for one day and one night. Ad Chatzos, until Chatzos. When the halacha is that the carbon, the meat of the Karmachatis, is eaten to Kohanim, the halacha is it's not only Kohanim who are not Bali Mumim, but even Kohanim who are Bali Mumim, even though they may not do the Avoida, may eat this. And the reason why Kahanim who are Bali Mumin may eat this carbon, whereas women, the family of the Kohanim may not. The reason is because this is a carbon, because the car, as we just learned, it may only be eaten in the Azara, and women are not really supposed to be in the Azara. The halacha really is that the carbon is allowed to be eaten yoyim v'layla. But as we know, the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Brachos teaches us that Chazal made a siyag. Chazal made a special rule today that person should not come to do an Aveira. And therefore, even though the meat may be eaten till the morning, Chazal made a siyog that it should be eaten before Chatzos. But the Rishonim already debate how do we understand the siyog. Is the siyog that the meat has eaten before Chatzos? What does it mean that it should not be eaten after Chatzos? What will be the nafkamina? What will be the halacha if Chatzos came and the meat has not been eaten? So, of course, as we just learned, the halacha is that the meat should be eaten before Chatzos. Are you allowed to eat it after Chatzos? If we'll say that Chazal wanted to eat before Chatzos, but now that you didn't eat it, so that siyog has been violated. Or did Chazal say that we're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos, and that's it? So it's a machlokes Rishonim, as I said. The opinion of Rashi, the Rashbam, and the Rambam is that it may not be eaten after Chatzos. Tosfos says it should be eaten before Chatzos, but if it's left over after Chatzos, it can be eaten. The Mefarshim point out another question. Here we're saying that the meat of the carbon have to be eaten till Chatzos. What about the other things that may be done all night? We spoke many times in our shiurim about hekdei lov evarim v'dorim, that parts of the carbon have to be burnt. So here too the question is there a rule of Chatzos or not? The opinion of the Tosfos and the Rambam is that is the halacha by everything that in the halacha is that it must be done, that's supposed to be done, may be done all night, should really be done before Chatzos. However, the opinion of Rashi and the Rashba is that this is halacha only stated by eating the carbon, not by the hektel chalavim v'imurim. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out why would there be a difference? Because the question that's asked is that we know throughout halacha there's a concept of kahanim's rizmeng. The kahanim are careful to do whatever they're supposed to do properly. So if they're careful to do whatever they're supposed to do properly, so the question is why should we be concerned that they're not going to eat it up by chatzos? They're not going to eat it up. They're going to keep it past the right time. The answer is that the reason we are not concerned about that is because it's not only Kahanim who eat meat. It's even Yisraelim who eat meat. And therefore, Chazal wanted to make a rule about eating that applies equally to everyone. However, that's by eating the carbon. But when we speak about Hector, Olavim v'Murim, that's something that's only done by the Kahanim. And by Kahanim, we don't have to worry that they're not going to do what's proper, and therefore there's no reason to make a rule of Chatzos. However, others explain that once Chazal made a rule that we have to be worried about Chatzos, that rule stands in all circumstances, and we don't begin making differences between different parts of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Ovid. We've spoken about putting the blood of the Karma Chattis on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara exactly how was it done. Says the Gemara of Yotam Rabbi Loza, Chad Amma Noisen Amma Eilich V'Amma Eilich. One opinion is that it should be put an Amma on each towards each direction of the corner. V'Chad Amma Mechata V'Yoyrid. And the other one says you put the blood down the corner of the Mizbeach from top to bottom. Keneged Chuda Shokaren, according along the edge of the corner. Says the Gemara, a Aliba de Elazar Rav Shimon. According to the opinion of Elazar Rav Shimon, whose opinion we will soon learn, Da'amahi atzma in a nasab gufish akarin, the halacha of placing the blood of the karmen chatas behema on the should be put on the corner of on the actual corner of the mizbeach. The kol amale pligi, there's no machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Everybody will agree that it doesn't have to be put right down the edge. It could be put an amma in each direction. Ki pligi, where do we have this machlokes? Says the Gemara. I'll leave it to Rabbi. According to the opinion of Rabbi, the Rabbi held that the blood of the kamchatz behema does not necessarily have to be put on the corner. And now we have the machlokes. Masava, one opinion holds that we don't have to put it directly on the edge. We could put it along an amma of each side. Amma elach, amma elach keneged karenhu. And that's all considered as if you put the blood on the keren. Well, Masava, and the other opinion holds, keneged shalchuda keren in. Only if you put it, keneged chuda in, only if you put it along the edge is it acceptable. Tfei, anywhere else, loy, it would not be, anywhere else, it would not be acceptable. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, the Brisa says, Chatas atzibah v'yochet keitzat, keitzat matan domen, what was the way that the blood was applied by the Chatas atzibah v'yochet? Says the Brisa, hayo'oy lele kevesh, the kohen would walk up the ramp, upono l'soivav, he would make, as we just discussed before, a right turn, he would come to the southeast corner, put in his finger into the pan that's holding the blood, the index finger of the right hand, take out blood from that pan, the choymer. And then you take the godloy, the index finger, so the thumb is the finger next to it. Milmala, you use the thumb to wipe off any blood that may be dripping downwards. Or batsbaktana, you use your pinky milmata, you use these two fingers to take off any excess blood. Or machate, and you put the blood v'yoyrid, keneged chuda shokaren, you put the blood along the edge of the corner, at shemechala koldam shebemetzpa, until you've used all of the blood on your finger, v'kein b'kol karen v'karen, and so do you do on each corner. In fact, the Rambam adds that what you do have to do is, you have to wipe your finger that had that blood on it, on the rim of this pan holding the blood, because what the Rambam says we need to have is two things. First of all, the blood from one corner should not be used for another corner, and the only way to make sure that that happens is by wiping it off. And another halacha, for every corner, you need to have, says the Rambam, a new dipping of the finger. So therefore, you wipe off your finger from the blood that's left over, and then you do it for every corner again. But we see from here that this brisa that's saying is certainly following the opinion of Rebbe. Because Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, as we learned a few moments ago, says you don't have to put it exactly on the edge. And from here we see that even though you're putting it on the corner, you have to put it on the edge. Hachkamer. Says the Gemara, so it's different than what we just learned. Says the Marhachi Kamer, that's not the way to understand this brisa. Mitzah bechuda, the proper place to put the blood is always on the edge of the corner. E avad, and then Rebbe says that that's what you ought to do. However, e avad amma ve'elech, amma ve'elech, if you put it an amma in each direction, less lumbar, it will be acceptable. But the Gemara has been quoting, says the Gemara, a machloikis of Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. So Gemara wants to know, my Rebbe, my Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. The Gemara wants to identify what is the What is the machloikis? What are the opinions of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar of Shimon? Says the one of the Tanya, the Brice says, Dam hal yoinim, the blood of Kabonis that are put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, which is the Chattis Behema and the Oilus Oif, Nitanim Mechuta Sikral Mala, they have to be put on the upper half. We know that in the middle of the Mizbeach, there was a red line that encircled the entire Mizbeach. It was 5 amas off the ground, and am of the Yisoid, which we've been discussing so many times, 4 amas above it was the Mizbeach, and then you have, which is a total of 5 amas, because above it, as we're going to learn, are 4 amas of the Mizbeach and 1 am of the Keren. The Dam Tachtoinim, whenever the Torah says by all the other Kabbanis that the blood is put on the bottom half, Nitanim, Mechutim, Sutchkril, Mata, Devi Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar, Shimon, Amar, Bemed, Vamamurim, when does the Halacha teach us that you could put it anywhere on the upper half? Ba'ilah Sa'if. When we speak about the Ba'ilah Sa'if, which we've said, the Halacha is that the Ba'ilah Sa'if is the blood is squeezed against the wall of the Mizbeach. Al b'chatas behema, but when we speak about a chatas behema, he atzma e'anessus, then it's not adequate just to put it along the, not just necessary to put it anywhere on the upper half, ela gufa shel karen. It has to be on the corner itself, on the corner itself. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Avuah, my tamad Rebbe. Rebbe says, as long as it's put on the upper half, and as long as it's put on the upper half, it's fine. Where does he take it for? Because he says that there's a nevuah in Yecheskel. And the nevuah in Yecheskel teaches us what will it look like, what would the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi look like. And the pasuk says, V'charel arba amis, v'charel ama karnas arba. It says that the Mizbeach, says the pasuk, is going to be 4 amas tall, and from that there are 4 corners. Says the Gemara, Arba amas udahava? Is it true that the height of the Mizbeach is only 4 amas? We know, and it says in other psukim there in Yecheskel, that the height of the Mizbeach is 10 amas. Amar of Adabra hava, Mokim akronas arba. The corners take up 4 amas of the roof of the Mizbeach, because each keren is an amma big. Says the Gemara, Mokim Kranas Arba Hava, they don't take off 4 amas. On each side, it's only 2 amas. El Ema Rishus Kranas Arba. What it means to say is that the area that's considered a keren is anywhere in the upper 4 amas of the Mizbeach. So that's where Rebbe takes his opinion, that as long as you put the blood anywhere in that area, in the upper 4 amos of the Mizbeach, it's considered as if you put it in the Keren. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah Masech, the Midas Paragil Mishnah Al teaches us, Chut Shel Sikra, the red line, Chaygra Be'emtza, went around the middle of Mizbeach, Lahavdol, to separate Bein Dam Al Yoinim, between blood that's put on the upper half, the Dama Tachton to blood that's put on the bottom half. Says the Gemara Menonimili, how do we know this, that that's what happened? Says the Gemara of Ad Chabarchina, the Pasuk says that the Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to make like lattice work on the Mizbeach. V'hoysa reshes ad chatzi Mizbeach, it should be a half point in the Mizbeach. Why did the Torah say to make this area that's like looks like woven? Shatar nitna mechitza. The Torah wants us to have a place lahavdul to separate bein dama al yonah, what's considered the upper half, l'tabam tachton, to what's considered the bottom half. We learned further in the Mishnah. Shiar adam hayusayfech ayusay duroimus. Says the Gemara. Tanar abonon. The pasuk speaks about a chatas yochid, and the pasuk says in that pasuk, v'as koma dama yishbech ayusay hamizbeach. Says the Gemara, you side ham drymi. What does it mean? It should be poured on the southern yisoid. Says the Brisa, at the yisoid drymi. Does it mean on the south side? Or NL yisoid maravi? Maybe it means the west side. And the Gemara suggests, the Brisa suggests, yomet sosim and afarish. this pasuk that doesn't indicate where the Shiori Adam should be poured should be learned from what we discussed earlier, Shurim, that when the Torah speaks about the Chatas Pnimius, and the pasuk said, as we learned, Ayusoid Mizbach Ha'ayla Shepesach Ha'ayla Mayid, from there we learned that it's poured on the Yusoid Hamaravi, says the Gemara, Amarta. So now maybe here too, it should be, the Shiori Adam should be poured on the Yusoid Maravi. Says the Gemara, Yilma Yuridasai Menakevish, we should learn the Halacha when the coin goes down the ramp, Mitziyasa Menahechel. Just like we learned the Halacha when the coin exits the Beis HaMikdash with the dam of the Chatas Pnimius. Mayitziyasa Menahechel. Just like when the coin exits the Hechel, the Samach Loi, as we discussed extensively, the first side that he encounters is the west side. And since the first side that he counters is the west side, that's where he should pour down the Shiori Adam. Here too, Api Ridos Menakevish, when he goes down the ramp, which is on the south side. So the first place that he encounters is the south side. And that's where, Besamachlai, that's where the blood should be poured down. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, another Brisa, Bishmol Omer, Zev Zev, both the dam of the Chatas Pnimius and the dam of the Chatas Chatzonis are poured on the Yisoy Meravi. Rav Shimon Yechai Omer, Zev Zev Yisoy Durami. The both are poured on the Yisoy Durami. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamand Omer, the opinion that holds that the dam of the Chatas that's brought in the Mizbech HaChitzin is poured down, the Shiori Adam are poured down Yisoy Meravi, well understood. If we've been learning that the blood of the Chatas Pnimi is poured on the Yisoid Maravi, so now we extend that so too should be the blood of all Karmel Chatas. But ask the Gemara, El Mandam Yisoid Rami, according to the Mandam that says, it's poured Yisoid Rami, my Tama, that everything, both the Chatas Pnimi and the Chatas Hatzaini, are poured in the Yisoid Rami. What's the reason? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Asi, Kosovar Haitana, Kul Mizbeach B'tzofenkei. The entire Mizbeach was in the north side of the Azara, and in front of the opening of the door to the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing you had facing that exit or that entrance to the Beis HaMikdash is just the south side. And that's why that's the closest side to pour it down. Lishnachrin and all the Mepharshim point out, this is just a different way of saying the same thing. Kule Pesach B'dar Mekoi, and the entire entrance is on the Dorim. That's why that's the side it should pour down. Tanu Rav Shmuel, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, says the Gemara, the Braisa and Rav Shmuel, in teaching us the opinion of Shimon Yochai, said, Zev Zeh Yisoid Maravi, that everybody agrees that the Shiori Hadam is always poured down on the Yisoid on the west side. The Simonach, and the way to remember, is Moshku Gavri, Rav Shim ben Yochai is a Yochid. Rav Shim ben Yochai, the individual, was convinced, Moshku Gavri, Legavra, that to follow the opinion of many people, because it was taught in the Tana Debei Rav Shmuel, it was taught in the Yeshiva Rav Shmuel, which had many Talmidim. Another pshat that I saw quoted by Rav Aaron Levine, the Reish Rav in his Sefer Birchas Aaron, he says that Rav Shimon in Shas is referred to in one of two ways. Sometimes Rav Shimon ben Yochai is referred to as Rav Shimon, and sometimes he's referred to as Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And because of that, the Gemara is saying the person, the Gavri, the individual in Shas, Rav Shimon, who's called Gavri, who's called by many names, is that's the way he held. Says the Gemara, Oila, the Karban Oila is Kachim, Kachim. The Halacha, the Karban Oila, as we've learned many times, is that Shchitasai B'Tzofen. The Halacha is that the Karban Oila is, the Shchit is done B'Tzofen. And so too is the Kabbalah Saddam done B'Tzofen. I saw that the Sefer Eshkol HaSofer explains what does that mean. You have people who are ready to give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're only prepared to do that publicly. What is the mark of a tzaddik? Kotche kotchen. When you have a person who's a real tzaddik, who's kotche kotchen, shchitosen betzofen, even when it's not public, tzofen, as we have been saying, means hard hidden. That person, not only when it's public and people see what he's doing, is he ready to do what's right. But even in the privacy of his own home, when nobody sees and nobody watches, that is truly the individual who's Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dama Tomas Shnei Matanesh in Arba, the way the blood is applied to the Mizbeach, as we're going to discuss, is on two corners, but because it's put on two corners in the diagonal, as we'll see what that means, we have all four sides covered. Betuna Hefshet, all of the skin of the carbon oil is supposed to be removed. V'nituach, and then the animal is cut up. V'kololishim, and it's completely burnt up. Whereas all carbonus, the skinning of the animal is only till the chazer, to the breast. Carbon oil, as we've learned, the Torah requires that it completely be completely skinned. And why, asks the Mefarshim, does the Gemara choose to teach, the Mishnah choose to teach us about Hefshet, about skinning the animal at this carbon, which we haven't studied by other carbons, carbonus, because all other carbonus, the or and the basur, to some degree, are treated the same. We are asked by a carbon oiler, the or is given to the Kohanim, and the basur, as we just learned, is burnt on the Mizbeach. Since they're not treated the same way, that's why it's important to teach us what is the halacha. Why does it say Ishim, Lashon Rabbim? There's only one fire on the Mizbeach. Explains the Sefer Shoshanim LeDavid, because we know that even though Eish Yordam and Ashmayim, a fire came down in Ashmayim to burn everything on the Mizbeach, there's still mitzvah Lahavi Menahedyet. There's a mitzvah to bring your own fire. And that's why the Mishnah uses the word Ishim. Ask the Gemara, Oyla Mai Tam Atana Loi Kach Kachim. Ask the Gemara, why does the Torah only by the carbon, Oyla, use the word Kach Kachim? Answers the Gemara, B'shunda like Sibuhu, because the Torah never expressly says by the carbon Oyla, Kach Kadashim He. So that's why the Mishnah had to tell us that even though the Torah never uses that word, you should know it's Kach Kachim. V'dam ton shtei matanis, says the Gemara, Hechi Ovid, exactly as we said, how is that done? Amarav, Nisen, we throw from the blood on one side of the Mizbeach, the Chayzer, the Nisen, then we do the other side. And that's how we cover all four sides. The Shmuleimer, Matanachas, Kamingama, Nisen, we put one Matana that looks like a Chaf, like a Chaf and the Chaf, a Chaf Sofi, on each corner. Says the Gemara that actually there's a machlokes. What will Shmuel hold? That the Shmuel say that you have to do it this way, or does Shmuel mean to say that this is adequate? Says the Gemara, this machlokes that we just learned of Rav and Shmuel is actually machlokes Tanoim. Because the pasuk, the Brisa teaches us, the pasuk by Karban Oyla says, the kriv b'nei Aaron kahanim estamoy, v'zarkos adam amizbeach sovev ha-shepesach oyl moid. Yochol yizrkenu zrika achas. We would think that doing just one zrika is enough. Tamalayim with the pasuk says, amizbeach sovev. If we would just say, the kriv b'nei Aaron kahanim estamoy amizbeach sovev, and the pasuk doesn't say v'zarku, we would think that we have to walk around the entire circumference of the Mizbeach placing the blood. Tamalaymer, that's why the Pasuk says, V'zarku asadam Mizbeach saviv, that you should put the blood by throwing it from the keli, not by walking around with your finger and encircling the Mizbeach. Hakeitzad, how is this all accomplished? Says the Braisa, Kamin Gamma, you put each corner like Kamin Gamma. Shtai Matanis, Shein Arba, and you end up with two applications that look like four. Rishmol Amr, Rishmol says, a different way to learn this. Namakan, the Torah by the carbon oil uses the word saviv, but namalahalan regarding the carbon chattis that was brought during the Shiva Shimei Meluim, where the Pasuk says, V'yishchat v'yikach Moshe Sadam v'yitin al-karnas mizbeach saviv, malahalan, just like the over there Moshe put four separate application, pisuk v'arba matanas, afkan, here too, pisuk v'arba matanas. Even though it's not exactly the same, point out the Mefarshim, because there it was put by the chattis on the upper half, and here it's put on the bottom half, but this much it's compared. Ask the Gemara, Ima alahalan arba matanas al arba kronos. So if we're going to learn from there, ask the Gemara, so just like there was four applications on four corners, afkan arba matanas al arba kronos, maybe here too it should be that way. Omar, to which we said, oila tona yusoid, that when we spritz the blood of the carbon oila, it has to be done on a place where under it there's yesoid. And as we've learned, Karen Mizrayachus Dramas, the southeast corner, Lahayala Yesoid, did not have a yesoid. The many explanations what that means. Some explain that the yesoid was along the entire north and south, and on the north and west, Sof and Amarev, and on the south and on the east, there was only one Amma of Yesoid. There are others that say that, there are others that explain that there was Yesoid on the north and the south. On the Dorim was only one Amma, but, and in the Mizrach, there wasn't. A third opinion is that there was a Tzofen and Mariv, and this opinion holds there really was Yesoid along the entire Mizrach. There was really along the entire Mizrach and Dorim, but it was missing the last Amma. The last Amma did not have a Yesoid. Says the Gemara, my Tama, why did that side not have your side? Says the Gemara, Amar Belozal Ofishloi Hoysloi Bechelkish Atayrif. That area wasn't in the Chelik of Binyamin. Damar Rabbi Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak Mizbeach Oichel Chelkish Yehuda Amma. One Amma of the Mizbeach was on in Yehuda's section, Yehuda's territory, and because it wasn't on Yehuda's territory, that's why only the Mizbeach and the Avodah of the Mizbeach is supposed to be over there and not anywhere else. And I saw a beautiful pshat that the Zohar suggests. Why was the Yesoid only on the area of Binyamin, not on the area of Yehuda? Because Binyamin, Ephraim and Manasseh were descendants of Yosef. And Binyamin was Yosef's brother. And they were all people who were very careful about the Yesoid, the mitzvah, and being careful about machshavas. So Yesoid is only put in the territory that belongs to somebody who's careful about Yesoid. And I saw that the Alter for Slabotka in his Sefer Chokhmas HaMatzpon explains that on one hand, as we're going to learn, Binyamin was disturbed. They didn't have this opportunity. On the other hand, that he was missing the Kedusha. But on the other hand, he deserves schar. But on the other hand, he didn't take away from Yehuda what belongs to Yehuda. A person could be upset, he says, about something that he feels he should have, but not take advantage of taking away from somebody else, even when that is the experience that he's feeling.